You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here, and we back with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I'm getting this episode to you like a day later than usual. I had a busy weekend. I was out of town, but I'm not going to not do the podcast. Just ain't on time. But I got that heat for y'all. I'm gonna bring that heat for y'all. So let's get it, man. We got an episode today, bro. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It's crazy, like the stuff I see on social media and this fitness game and weight loss transformation. These scammers out here, beware, man. Beware the scammers, bruh. So, with all that being said, let's get to it. All right, so this one right here, this one I found on Instagram by Glamour to Glow. I'm sure a lot of you saw it if you, pay attention to some of the viral fitness videos online. But let's take a look at it.
Back with another video. So today I'm doing some skin tightening on my arm, shrinking my fat cells, and blowing up my bum bun. I'm the waist shrinker, the ass popper, and the waist dropper. Ass popper, waist dropper. Yeah, that's what's going on. Shrinking the skin on my arm too as well. Yes. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all see my stomach ain't doubling like it was at first. It ain't as big. Hell.
Oh my God. Oh man, that's crazy. What's crazy to me is like people will do anything besides go to the gym. People will like the gym is the last option for folks. Like even though that's the most efficient, the most sustaining results you're gonna get, it's like the very last option for folks. Like there's no way that you have to be out of your mind to think that, one, to think this will produce better results than the gym, to think this is gonna produce equivalent results to the gym, or an alternative. Like you gotta be kidding me, bro. You gotta be kidding me. Like, so in the video she said something about she said skin tightening her skin. Now If we're really talking about changing your body, building muscle makes your body firmer, right? That's going to tighten your skin, because she also mentioned fat cells. The muscle that you build in the gym, that's going to burn the fat cells. Muscle burns fat. That's going to get rid of the fat cells. So there's absolutely no way that this is going to tighten your skin. And look, I'm not trying to go too hard on it, but look, she put this video out there on the internet to get criticized. You can look at her. Hold on, I'm going to pull the video up. I'm going to pull the video up with no sound while I talk. You can look at her, and you can see her body's not, her skin is not tight. Where is there a tight skin? Where? And then, like, literally, like, if she goes like this, y'all can't see me if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. I'm waving my arm in the air. If she goes like this, the skin's going to jiggle. Literally, it's going to jiggle. And it's even a part in here where, at the end, we're approaching the end now. She touched her stomach. Boom. It just jiggled. Her stomach just jiggled, but I thought her skin was tightening. That's crazy. Now, mind you, she got that dumbass waist trainer, not even a waist trainer, sweatband. I don't even know if it's a sweatband. She's not working out. I don't know what that is, because you wear a sweatband in the gym. I don't know what that is. She has that covering her stomach, so we can't even see the whole story. She also mentioned blowing up her bun. Look, there's two ways to build your butt. You're either gonna do it in the gym, the healthy way, or you gonna get like a surgery, like a BBL or ass shots. So I don't know how that little plastic contraption is blowing up somebody's butt. And this is my thing too. Show me the results. Give me 1,000 results. I'll take 1,000 transformation pictures from the gym of women who built muscle, who built their butt, who made their skin firmer, tighten up their skin, and show me 1,000 results from this, and show me which one is better. Please. Please. Let's do it. I want to see it. I got to see it. This is crazy. This is ridiculous. You're literally... It's a smack in the face to personal trainers, any gym influencer, anybody that's gotten results. This is a smack in the face. And it's unfortunate because you're going to have people that are, you know, her body type, built like her. They have aspirations of losing weight. And they going to feed into this. She going to get their money. And they're not going to get the results. And then they're going to just accept it. My body isn't made for that. I don't know what's wrong with my body. Like... You're not putting no work in. That's why your body not changing. It's very unfortunate. I hate to see it. And people gonna go for this because this is the easy route. You ain't gotta put no work in. You ain't gotta sweat. You ain't gotta get up early in the morning. You ain't gotta go in after work. You don't have to inconvenience yourself for this. You just go lay down or stand up and do this and think it's working for you. You have to be a complete idiot to think that this works. And I don't know, maybe the first time you were gullible and thought it worked, you wasted your money. You got to be an idiot to go the second time and think something's going to happen. I mean, this is tragic. This is crazy, bro. And, you know, like even people in the comments were going in on her. So let's pull up some of the comments. Let's check it out. Let's see what she had to say, because I know she was trying to defend this bullshit. I don't know why my computer ain't cooperating with me right now. Okay. Comments not pulling up. I might got to look at my phone. Okay, here we go. I got it. All right. Somebody wrote, doing everything but go to the gym, shaking my head. Somebody said, on God, huh? To be honest, she just spent hella money when a membership could have helped her out. That's another thing, too. I don't know how much she's charging for this or how much this costs, but like real talk, bro, like you go to Planet Fitness, like if you really don't got it, like if you just, it's not in your budget to go to the gym, you can go to Planet Fitness and the membership's $10 and you got access to all of them. You can go out of town, you can go different city, different state. I don't know if Planet Fitness is another country, but I'm sure they got a plan where you could do that too. Planet Fitness is $10. The goal is where I'm at, $20 a month. You know what I mean? Like, just think about, you know, how much bullshit we spend money on, eating out, fast food, drinks, yada, yada, yada. I've done that I've talked about it on plenty of episodes. Go watch another episode. I'm not going to go in on that today, even though I probably need to do a new episode on it because I see so much bullshit. But you know, it really doesn't cost that much to get in the gym. Just by yourself, you know, with no training, no guidance. That's the first step. You can get in there and do something. You can get in there and go walk on the treadmill at the bare minimum. That's going to do something for you if you do that consistently 5 days a week. Break a sweat, increase your incline, increase your speed, something, all right? Someone wrote, simple and being comfortable all the time isn't always the best thing. This is not natural and won't make her any more happy than all of the amazing things working out can do for her. You people preach body positivity, but hate to go to the gym and put in the work simply because of laziness. I definitely did an episode called Body Positivity, and I pretty much touched on that. And that's one thing I realized about the body positivity people. They don't be happy. You know, you might have like 5% of them that's really cool with their body, and they really like how they look, and they have no desire to lose weight. That's cool. But 95% of them don't like how they look. And they basically just try to make excuses or make up reasons to make them feel better about the way they look and not put in any type of work in. Just because they're not built for the journey. They're not built to struggle a little bit. They're not built to get uncomfortable. And I guarantee that girl wants to look like a model or maybe not a model, but she don't want to look like that. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. But she just probably don't have the discipline to get up and go to the gym. Let's check out some more comments right here. She responded to people. So someone wrote, diet and exercise is all you need, and that's way too many contraptions on hard work and dedication. But do you though? Yeah, sometimes you just gotta let people do them. You go ahead. If you want to be stupid, and I'm presenting you with facts, evidence, statistics, and you want to tell me I'm wrong, and you still want to be a dummy, go ahead, do your thing. Enjoy. I'm over here. I'm gonna be getting my body right. I'm gonna get my client's body right. And people watching me on YouTube, listen to the podcast, I'm gonna motivate them. You do your thing. So Glamour to Glow responds, it's so sad of these negative comments when I already lost 132 pounds naturally. Hold up, stop right. It's a paragraph. I had to stop after the first sentence. People be killing me with this. So she said, when I lost 132 pounds naturally. Okay, what do you think the gym is? Like people will say the gym isn't natural, but be willing to go get surgery. That makes no fucking sense. How is the gym not natural? You're literally the only supplement you probably doing is a protein shake. We get protein from food, so that's not some illegal substance. How is the gym not natural? Our bodies are made to move. Our bodies are not supposed to just be with excess fat. We're not born 40% body fat, 50% body fat. We're not born like that. That takes decades. That takes years. That happens over time. That is not natural. All these health issues that's caused by obesity, that's not natural. So how can you say I lost 132 pounds naturally as if the gym isn't a natural way of losing the gym, getting up and moving your body, whether you go to the gym, work out outside, do yoga, do Zumba, like moving your body is natural. We're not supposed to have aches and pains when we sitting down and standing up. But let me finish the comment before I keep going on. I only been doing body contouring for almost 2 years. My weight loss journey has been going on for 4 years. Got pregnant and lost over 60 pounds again. I think she means naturally. It took discipline, consistency, and determination. I've been doing my clients and decided to do myself just to show y'all how it works. And y'all on here talking about workout N-word. I did the F. Be blessed and remember the same thing that make you laugh will make you cry. Y'all don't know my story to understand my glory, but I'm going to keep pushing, applying pressure, wait for the results, and it may take a year or two, but I'm going to get there. So make sure y'all follow and turn on notifications. All right, man. So she's revealing some some characteristics that are required to get some results in the gym: dedication and consistency. If she's gonna wait 4 years for that, and I'm really not trying to be mean to her, but we just saw her body. You gonna do 4 years of that? You could have done 4 years in the gym and look how you want to look. I don't care. There's no way you did this for 2, 3, 4 years, and that's how you wanted to look, and you happy with it. Sorry. I'm just not buying that. Sorry. I'm really not. And then she lost. So, okay, she lost 60 pounds when she got pregnant, and she said she lost 132 naturally. So this is another thing about the gym. So the weight isn't going to fall off as fast. Right, it's going to take a longer time for the weight to fall off, but it's going to stay off longer. Right, so anytime my clients, you know, let's say I got a client that lost 10, 20 pounds and they go on vacation or it's a holiday, they kind of fall off for a week or two. 9 times out of 10, even if they're eating crazy and drinking, they don't gain any weight. Like, it's easier for them to keep the weight off. Because of that's one of the positive effects of building muscle. One of the positive effects of burning fat off of your body. It's easiest to maintain even when you fall off of your gym routine. So with that being said, she said she lost 132 pounds. But when you're not building muscle and you lose weight like that, you just become a smaller fat version of yourself. So like, you're gonna look the exact same. Your stomach is still gonna stick out. Your arms may be a little more smaller, but they're not going to be firm. They're still going to be jiggly. You're still going to have visible fat on your body. So You know, I have people, like, they get mad because the weight isn't moving as far as the scale, like the number on the scale isn't moving. But you can look at them physically and see a difference. Like, yeah, you're still 200 pounds, but I could literally see that your face is smaller. I can see that your neck is smaller. I can see your arms toning up. So, like, we can always make adjustments if the scale doesn't look how it wants to look. But there's no debate that building muscle is the most efficient way to go. As far as your looks, because ladies, like, a dude isn't going to look at you and be like, oh, she 200 pounds, I'm not talking to her. I mean, so, some dudes might be like that, but the point I'm trying to make is you don't walk around with your weight on your forehead. Like, if you look good, you look good. Especially with the episode I did a couple weeks ago when the dude wanted the girl to be 230 pounds. Like, a dude ain't worried. Most dudes ain't worried about your weight. If you look good, you look the part. It's proportionate. You toned up. You know, flat stomach. They not tripping. But let me stop before I get in trouble, man. Let's look at some more comments. Someone responded to that comment I just read from her. To lose over 130 pounds naturally and you keep pushing to be better, that takes guts. Keep doing what works for you. And if she really lost 130 pounds, I'm happy for her. But I think this is anybody who loses weight. Like, if you get to a point like that where what you're doing is working, sometimes you need to switch it up or increase it, because I don't know how she wants to look, but that, you know, I'm proud of her for losing 130 pounds, but that's not how she wants to look. I can guarantee it. I've been training women for over half a decade. I guarantee it, bro. No woman wants to come to the gym or wants to go on a weight loss journey and wants to look like that after, you know, putting in 4 years of work. If she's not lying, she's probably lying, because the people that do things like this are scamming. Let's keep it going, man. Let's look at some more comments, bro. That ain't loose skin. That's not working out. It's not loose skin. It's fat. That's literally what it is. Someone wrote, this shit don't work, babes. I hate to say it, but just go to the gym. These lay down, let the machine do it things don't work. Beauty is deeper than the skin. What about your blood circulation and joint movement? Please go to the gym and share that with us. You will then hit 1 million views if the views is really what you want. That's true. Transformations always get the best engagement. That is true. And these lazy, you know, let me try this way. Let me see if this works. That's never going to work. It's never going to work long term, for sure. It's never going to work. You know, as soon as you stop with this, let's say this did get you some results. I don't even know what you call this. Is this body contouring? I don't know what it is. But let's say you get some results. As soon as you stop this, you're going to go right back to looking how you look. Let alone doing this, you're going to look how you look. So the girl Glamour to Glow responded to this. Listen, honey, I go to the gym and work out, and I'm almost at 2 million views, by the way. Do you and let me do me. Good day, love. So she's on here bragging that this video is almost at 2 million views. So, and I looked at the comments. Majority of these comments are pretty much, you know, saying, like, what are you doing? Like, you're making a fool of yourself. That's not the type of views you want, I'm sure. This is not motivating people. Probably, if there's 2 million views here, probably 1.5 million of them are clowning you. It's probably more than that. Probably more than that. Because, you know, I got this in my DM, you know, at least from maybe 6 people on Instagram and TikTok. So... That's not the coverage you want, you know. Let's see, 3G Sam. That's what it looks like not being happy with yourself. Yeah, I gotta agree. Like I just said it 5 minutes ago. That she's not happy with how she looks. There's no way. So, with that being said, be careful what you look at, what you trust, what you use, and to motivate you. So, and then I saw something else on Instagram. Let's pull it up. So this is from the singer Summer Walker. I guess she tweeted this, or I don't know if it was a caption or what, but I saw it. It says, "I'm so mad I had just got my body done last year and now all the money went down the drain. LOL, boob saggy, stretchy marks everywhere, probably gonna have a gut. Now I'm gonna have to get it all redone." So so you know, social media, this one thing I like about social media, it's starting to get more and more transparent. People starting to tell real stuff on social media. So here you see Summer Walker telling the truth about getting surgery, and there's so many women that are quick to get surgery. And at the end of the day, surgery is not going to make you healthier. And your butt might look bigger, your boobs will get bigger, but you can gain the weight back easily. You have not practiced any new habits. You have not practiced any healthy habits. A lot of the women that get the surgery, they have no discipline, so they're probably not going to change their diet. So they're going to end up, you know, looking like they gained the weight back. Or they're going to end up gaining the weight back, I should say. So it's going to come, if you're not working out, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass at some point. Now, I've seen girls get surgery and they in the gym, they're maintaining it. They make sure the legs match the butt. And it actually looks pretty good on them. I ain't mad at that. But y'all look crazy when y'all just get surgery and don't change your lifestyle. Y'all really look crazy. I'm going to tell you that straight up. And as a man, it's not really attractive. Like, you know, you might get on the gram and post a bikini picture with your butt out and your butt look big and you're going to get some engagement. But I'm not introducing you to moms looking like that, bro. Like, just keeping it 100. I don't care what people think. Like, I'm not body shaming. I'm just keeping it real. Like, but if it makes you happy and that's what you like, then go ahead and go for it. But that's just coming from somebody in the gym culture and me knowing women's goals and what they really want. That's not it. That's really not it. I mean, if you're going to get the surgery, get in the gym too. That's all I got to say. It's going to look better. That's not even a debate. So someone commented on this Summer Walker video. They said, we just need to give ourselves more grace and place less pressure on ourselves and each other. Yeah, see, look, I don't like this little nice, I don't like this nice stuff, man. You know, it's great to be nice, but it's not helping people. People need to hear the truth. I don't care how harsh it is. That's one of my gifts. Like, I can tell you the truth and not give a fuck what you think or how you're going to react to it. Because, if I'm taking time out of my day, energy out of my day to tell you the truth, that means I really care. I really care about you. Like, I want the best for you. So, if I hurt your feelings by telling you the truth, I really don't care. And like, if you watch the podcast or you know me, like, I'm not yelling. I'm not cussing you out. Like, I'm just giving it to you straight. I'm not talking in a demeaning tone. I'm literally just telling you the truth. So I really don't care how you react to it. Like, I don't believe in that nice stuff, man. Like, nobody has ever gotten anything accomplished being lied to or getting feedback that's nice or what makes you feel good. Fuck your feelings. Your feelings, that shit don't mean nothing. Your feelings ain't gonna get nothing done and ain't gonna accomplish no goals for you. Gotta start learning to truly love yourselves and the skin you're in. I agree with that. If you love yourself, you're going to do what's best for you and your body. So, like, that's my thing. Like, if going to eat donuts and pizza just because your body's craving it is not loving yourself. If you're doing something detrimental to your body, that's not loving yourself. Getting up, going to the gym when you don't feel like it because that's what you know is best for you and being disciplined, that's loving yourself. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Just being comfort. Like, there's a time and place for comfort and, you know, satisfying cravings and satisfying hunger. You know, it's there's a time and place for that, but that's not loving yourself. You do that every now and then, that's cool. We got to enjoy life. We're human, but I'm not all that love yourself. I ain't with that. And somebody responded, I'm assuming this guy is a trainer. His I didn't go to his page, but he has a profile picture with his shirt off like myself, so he's probably a trainer or in the fitness industry. Don't get it redone. Let's put the work in, and I'll help you get it naturally so it lasts forever. And that's literally what I said at the beginning of the video. We want results. We want sustaining results that are going to last forever. What's the point of doing all this work if I'm just going to lose it in a week or two when I stop doing whatever routine or, you know, whatever the fuck they be doing. What's the point of it, you know? So, hey, appreciate y'all tuning in. You know, let me get my shit off. But another episode of See Marty Fit. Another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button if you on YouTube. Same thing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And I'm going to keep this thing going. I'm getting great feedback, views going up, subscribers going up. So I really appreciate the support. Any suggestions, if I can do something better, you can tell me. If I suck, you can tell me. I'm not really a sensitive person. So appreciate y'all tuning in. And like, comment, subscribe, cop some gear. You see, I got this sweatsuit. You know what I'm saying? You got the, hold on, let me get the shirt down a little bit. You see, I got the with the zippers on the side. You know, so you know, holla at your boy, man. I see y'all next episode. Appreciate y'all watching. Let's get it.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.